What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, kids. Welcome to the Terry and Gats Comedy Show.
Hey.
It's Friday.
Friday. We talk about thingamajigs and doohickeys and who nannies.
And we got Flames in the studio.
Yeah.
He brought together with him a whatchamacallit and a fagamadoodle.
And Googleplex and pickle fickers.
Hey, have a good weekend. Thanks for listening to the Terry and Gats Comedy Show.
Yeah.
This is a leak. It's leaked. It's not a Freaky Friday today. It's another old... Yeah.
Checking out the office girls on a Friday afternoon.
You were talking about The Office, right?
Say what?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Terry and Gats Comedy Show. It's a mellow, stuffy Friday still, as I am retaining this sickness that I have. But hey, my day's looking up right now. Oh, it was until that music stopped. It's looking up because we're listening to a new song by Monster Magnet right now. Yeah! He said, it's checking out The Office. It's on NBC.
Is that what he said?
No, but that's what we were just talking about.
I hope so.
This is called The Duke of Supernature.
Would you write a theme album of just talking about songs you watched on TV or shows you've seen on TV?
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
That's a pretty cool show on The Office. Yeah. When he has those... When he gets that mitten for the iPod, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I wish the background music would stop stopping. So apparently on October 15th, this band Monster Magnet is going to have a new album called The Last Patrol. Hope it's not their last album.
It's The Last Patrol.
The Duke of the Supernature.
How often do you listen to that last album that they had? You guys bought that one, right?
We're talking Four-Way Diablo?
Yeah.
No, there's a new one since then.
What?
Mastermind.
What?
You never heard that one? That's a good
Maybe
one.
Maybe I did.
Yeah. But no, don't listen to Four Way Diablo a lot. It kind of got lost in the move. It's in my computer. I could listen to it if I wanted to. But don't a lot. I do listen to the newer one, the one previous to this, Mastermind, a little bit more. And maybe Monolithic Baby.
All right.
But I prefer Super Judge and Spine of God and Dopes Infinity's fucking pretty badass too.
Yeah, I even like Power Trip.
I do like it, but this kind of sounds like sometimes it reminds me of a Raise Low Brother, just because it's acoustic-y kind of.
That song, I'm not really.
Yeah, it got drove into the ground.
You know, there's some good lyrics on there, like, I'm driving my tractor in a drug bomb, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Joe gave me a laughing pill. Wow! Tasted like shit, but it gave me the chills. Wow!
It is a vocal masterpiece of Dave Windorfism.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he'd like to try out for Foreigner next week, if it doesn't happen this week. I think all the singers are calling him sick this week because they all have headaches.
You should have done some codeine. You could have done some Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I like that.
Bang.
Now here on the front of this album, which looks like a old movie poster, it says a weird trip through the back alleys of a dark retro future.
That's where I've been, man.
On Napalm Records, Monster Magnet's Last Patrol.
Alright, we read that first line again.
A weird trip through the back alleys of a dark retro future.
A dark, old and cool. Old but cool.
Old but cool future.
Retro.
Yeah. Old and cool future.
Uh-oh.
We got a guest?
We might.
I see a car pulling up to the Tagcast Studios. See, we're just going to say he was late.
Yeah.
Flames was late. Just by a few minutes.
Yeah.
Though. So he missed the new Monster Magnet song. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, can you give me some more? Yeah. So we're just going to sit around. I'm still kind of feeling sick, so we're just going to sit around, smoke weed, and listen to Monster Magnet. And finally, our guest gets here. He's like 6 minutes late. But he might not even want to be on now because I've embarrassed him. But it's a weird trip through the back alleys of a dark retro future. Brand new from Monster Magnet.
And Monster Magnet is always followed by fire and flames. But fire didn't show up this time. Only flames.
Hey,
our guest. Did we even say what our show was? People know what our show
is,
right?
It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We were just all taken away by the fact that we were listening to new Monster Magnet, right?
Yeah.
Checking out The Office with Dwight Schrute.
Schrute.
Hey, there's a song called Pill Shovel. Well, I'll wait for him to get his headphones right, and his cans on.
What's going on?
Oh, there's the song I couldn't remember from Monday. Remember
did
on
you,
Monday?
Did your headphones get wrapped up in there?
Dude. On the bottom. Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about Steve Miller Band on Monday?
Yeah.
The song I couldn't remember was Keep On a Rockin' Me Baby.
Keep On a Rockin' Me Baby.
That's the one. You'll have to forgive me, Flames. I'm like a little bit under the weather, and I drank a bunch of Dayquil. You can call me Dave Quill, because I feel like I'm wasted. I'm wasted on pain medication.
Wasted.
Oh, man, I had a toothache about a week ago, and my wife gave me a half of a 15-milligram oxycodone, which is not Oxycontin. It's just Percocets or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I got sick to my stomach like an hour and a half later and puked up all my Mountain Dew.
Oh, man. Did it look the same?
It was dark outside. It was like 12:30 at night. I'm just hanging around in my living room playing some Tiger Woods 08. And all of a sudden, I start sweating profusely. And I'm driving a golf cart here. I shouldn't be sweating.
Profusely is the worst way to sweat.
Oh, and so I start taking off my hoodie because it was kind of chilly that night.
Well, no wonder you're sweating profusely.
What?
You're wearing a hoodie.
Well, I wasn't really playing golf for reals.
Oh.
I was weeing. I was going wee. I was playing wee. And so I go outside and I try to, like, keep it down. Kind of like keep the devil out. Whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Will it away. It got the best of me, so I just walked over behind my van, and I just opened my mouth and let the floodgates flow, because if you try to stop it, it's going to come out your nose, and then that burns, and it's shitty, and you smell puke. You know, the last time I puked had been so long since I'd puked, I'd kind of forgot how to do it correctly. And if you're like, oh, I'm going to puke, don't try to stop it, because it's coming out.
Yeah.
And if you close your mouth, the only other place for it to go is out your nose.
What you want to do is you want to open your mouth as wide as you can and then put your fingers open over them. So
yeah.
You can get like three or four different spray directions.
So you can spew through your fingers?
Yeah, but it's kind of like putting your thumb over a garden hose.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it to the bathroom, so you cover your mouth to help? No, you're not helping shit.
Well, come on. If you're not going to make it to the bathroom, you might as well have a story.
That's right.
To tell, right? Man, I threw chunks everywhere. Sounds way better than... Man, I just kind of, like, accidentally puked on this guy's rug.
Yep. You might as well make a mess that's going to be clean to, or fun to clean up.
Yeah.
Oh,
speaking
God.
Of that, you know, Flames and I went to McDonald's the other day.
Oh, God damn you guys. Now, we're going to have an intervention after the show now.
And so, so it made me revisit this 80 nugget challenge. And Flames, you said you could eat 80 nuggets in 12 minutes, did you not?
Yes.
You said you could.
I could. I could do it.
I don't believe you.
And so I ate a 20-piece the other day, and I will say I am rescinding on that. I can eat 80 in 12 minutes just because.
Did it take you 6 minutes to eat 20?
I ate 20. I'm going to have no problem eating 20, but I feel like so much shit after 20.
But did it take you 5 minutes?
I didn't really time it
out. Dude, that's pretty fast to eat I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Flames. Yeah.
Well, I did say when we went to Pizza Now the other day that I was going to try to eat the whole pizza by the time we got back to my place.
And that wasn't happening.
No.
Check it out.
All right.
If you eat four nuggets a minute, in 12 minutes you're only eating 48. So you're going to have to eat 8.4 chicken McNuggets per minute.
Yeah.
Every minute.
That's not bad. That's if you can chomp one down every 6 seconds, that's not bad. Because you got two hands, you can dip, and then while you're dipping,
no
while
double
you're
dipping,
shoving, no
double
while you're
dipping,
shoving one in no your double. Mouth, you grab the other one and already dipping, and you got it. You know, I worked on piece work. I know a good efficient system.
Yeah, you're but just it's shoveling. Just about as much as it's just about how much you can swallow as fast
but
as you can swallow it.
I go to McDonald's and I say that I hate their hamburgers, and even though I know their chicken nuggets are pink slime. I still eat them because they tasty.
Huh.
But there was some Mississippi researchers.
Have taken
two nuggets from two unnamed national chains, right? So it could be McDonald's and Burger King. It could be McDonald's and Wendy's, right?
Okay.
And they found that only one, that one had only 50% meat in it. And the other, only 40% meat.
Ah.
The rest, fat, blood vessels, nerves, cartilage, and bone pieces.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That would be McDonald's, most likely.
Oh.
Well, one was 50%, the other was
40%. 40% is probably McDonald's.
They're all the same. They're all, even Jack in the Box.
In related news, do you like vanilla flavoring?
Not straight. You need mean
in anything?
Yeah,
I like you put it in little cookies.
Yeah, right?
Yep. Yeah, you know where
I like the scent of it more.
Do you?
Yeah, you know, like the vanilla tree.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but it was funny. I'm gonna steal it. He said, "You ever been so high and driving in your car, you swerved to miss a tree, and it was just your air freshener."
Yeah, that's pretty good. But let me tell you what about vanilla.
Vanilla ice, baby.
You know what is the key to some, at least some vanilla flavoring?
The bean.
Bull urine.
Huh? What?
The bean.
You're very close. The bee is in there.
The vanilla bean.
The bean.
But what they do to get some of the stuff to flavor foods and perfumes of some, to get some of the extract oil, is they put beavers to sleep and milk their anal glands to extract a fluid.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. You drink an anal juice from a beaver if there's a couple other things that has that beaver anal juice in it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yep.
Sometimes when I'm out in the wild, I'll just grab a beaver and lift up that flat tail and just suck the anal juice right out of there.
Yeah.
It tastes like nectar.
They anesthetize the beaver before they milk
I don't
its
even anesthetize
nether regions.
I never anesthetize them. By the way, speaking of nether regions, opening for Raven and Diamond Head.
Yeah.
Tonight, go to it. Friday. Tonight's Friday, in case you didn't know. Yep. I've been smoking packs of cigarettes for about 25 years. But since I lost one of my lungs, I cut my smoking in half.
Is it time for the quote of the week?
Sure. It's Friday. If you don't get it in now, you probably ain't going to get it in until you get
it in
next week.
Today, it's all about it's financial.
Financial quote of the week for Flames.
Man, that's the beginning of the quote. Man,
what is the deal?
Money ain't got no owners, just spenders.
That's a
Omar Little.
I was going to say, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I was going to say, that's a Wire quote.
Yep.
Here's mine. If I hear the music, I'm going to dance.
Was that from The Wire?
Yeah.
All right.
That's that chick. What's her name?
Beattie?
No, the one that got shot.
Oh, Kima?
Kimo, yeah.
Kimo?
They call her Keem. I'm like, is it Kim and you just can't speak correctly or what? No, it was that time when they were sitting there and those people were like hassling her. They were hassling the people in front. The guy was like pissing on cars and stuff. And she got out of the car and took him down. He's like, hey, lady, chill out. She's like, I ain't no lady. Whips her badge out and like cuffs him and stuffs him.
Yeah.
She's like, her lesbian girlfriend's like, you promised.
She's man, she is not cool, is she?
So she's talking to that other dude that was put in his notice and then decided to come back. Uh-huh. And he had to tell his wife, and she had to tell her wife.
Yeah, and that beautiful musical montage. That
was like
cool?
Weird. Yeah, but when they were talking, she's like, "Yo, when I hear the music, I'm gonna dance."
It was great at the end though, because it kept showing the cinematography is awesome on that, because it kind of pans over showing these four people each in a set of two that are like, you know, the woman is angry.
You ever watch The Wire?
One of them is, I gave him a little clip of Omar the other day in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
And, but one of them is, they're both the men of the relationship have made decisions for their career, and the women aren't happy about it.
Yeah, I bet Kima's the girl.
But,
the guy.
And, that's what I'm saying. And so, but I thought it was beautiful after the women get up and, like, stomp off, that they both just kind of, like, smiled.
Yeah, they both know what each other's going through.
Yeah, they're just like
they just want to be cops and stop crackheads.
Yeah, it's really interesting too, you know, with D'Angelo, how he hung himself, isn't it?
Yeah, but he didn't.
I know
he was moited.
And Stringer Bell, that wasn't him.
Moited.
He was moita.
What do you think about Stringer doing that underneath Avon?
I don't think that's very cool, and I don't think it's also very cool that he's like going and consoling Dee's mama and acting like he didn't even have nothing to do with it, you know? And he didn't even tell Avon, did he?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Because he was even talking to him saying, you know, maybe it got to him and he just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, and Dee, remember when he talked to his mom earlier, too, while he was in prison, he says, I don't want to have, you know, so she knows that he wasn't wanting anything to do with it, so she's got to be maybe a little bit suspicious.
Right.
That, you know, one of those, either Avon or somebody thought
And it's back a couple episodes before that, but what did you think about when all the prison inmates got that bad dope?
Oh, man, yeah.
You don't think that they thought Avon had something to do with that?
I think D'Angelo thought that he did.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. When he kind of did, really. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Stringer is the one that did it from that bar where that guard picked up the stuff or whatever, but
yep,
with the Hall's breath mints or cough drops or whatever.
I know, that's a pretty nice way of sneaking some hot shots.
Hey, what are you guys doing over there? Jesus Christ, I said I was the one that's got the cold.
Dude, somebody sent us in some hot shots.
Holy shit, you guys. Hey, Flames.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is kind of... let's see. How can I put this? Okay, let me just set it up first. Me and Gatch went to the store. We went and got some pizza now, and we stopped at Bob's Market. And when he went up to the counter, the guy said to him, "Hey, you just waking up?" And he's like, "I'm always just waking up." That's what the guy said. Is that like?
Oh my God.
Is that a burn or a compliment? Or like...
Well, I know at the time that it had like. A little bit of water coming out of this eye, so...
Oh, you were crying.
So it could look like I just, like...
Said no, there was a...
and woke up and...
There was a piece of litter in your parking lot, bitch. I got one tear rolling down my face right now.
Oh, that's what I should have went on. No, that's not... I didn't know how to answer, but that's all... That's the best
awesome answer, though. He's like, I'm always just getting up.
Yep.
And then he's like, what? Oh. That's funny. That's when you laugh at something and you're like, what the fuck did he mean by that?
Yeah.
Is what you think.
You might not have even heard me. I might have just mumbled it.
No, I heard you. I was outside the door.
Oh, right.
You said it nice and clear. You're like, I'm always just getting up. And he's like, uncomfortable laugh because I don't know what he meant by that. What, does he just sleep a little bit and he always is just getting up?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm just getting up, man.
I was also like, I was putting 2 2-liters into a
bag.
Plastic bag.
After I bought 2 2-liters.
After you just paid for 2 2-liters.
We're having a pop party, goddamn.
What kind of a comment is that to ask a patron?
Hey, you just getting up? Yeah, my dick's getting up now after I looked at you.
After I checked out that nice Dr. Pepper shirt he had going on.
Well, when it's 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that's kind of like, what are you, a bum, or are you just unemployed right now? This is what you should tell them from now on when they say something like that. You say, hey, listen, fucker. Napping improves stamina, boosts creativity, reduces stress, increases productivity and decision-making abilities, and it increases your sex drive.
Yeah.
Nap on.
Nap on.
He's got shirts, stickers.
I do.
They're not for sale, so you can't have them. But he loves naps.
I think I kept all the I Love Nap shirts. I got like four of them.
You still can't have them.
Well, they might be pre-worn.
But I washed them twice.
I got a cooking tip for today, too.
Cooking tips, cooking tips. Gatch has some really good cooking tips.
All right.
Cooking
tips.
That's my Paul Schaefer song. Go.
All right. Flour and water do not make a food. It makes glue.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
You can put wallpaper up with that shiznel.
Mm-hmm. You can add newspaper and make a piñata.
Make paper mache, yeah.
Papier mache?
Papier mache.
Is that how you really are supposed to pronounce it? Or is that just how
papier mache?
You ever heard that before?
Well, you know, a lot of people say hors d'oeuvres, but it's really...
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh.
They're hors d'oeuvres.
They're hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
What do you do with a horse? You divorce her, okay?
Yeah, what is the divorce rate among horses these days?
Hors d'oeuvres! That could be a new show. It's got, like, Judge Ed... Hi, oh, I'm Mr. Ed, and you're welcoming yourself to, because I can't, I'm a horse. Horse divorce. Would you guys like some hors d'oeuvres? No, I want horse divorce.
I saw a new episode of Mr. Ed that was previously unreleased, but it was on a porn site. Did you know he was a porn star horse beforehand?
No, I heard that he had a huge penis.
Yeah, there's one where he's all fucking on Marilyn Monroe.
I thought you were going to say Manson for a short second.
I think he was filming it.
We're all stars now.
Okay, if you guys had to guess, is there seven continents? Is that correct?
Yes.
Out of all seven continents, where do you think that the largest amount of people who have AIDS is?
Africa.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Oh, I didn't even get to...
Yep, you didn't push a button fast enough. But 69%, that's funny, 69% of all people that have HIV live in Africa.
Yep.
Well, the rape is huge over there.
The rape rate is huge.
Yeah, the rape rate is huge.
And the rage rape is big over there,
and
too.
And also, you know, I mean...
Rage rape.
There's a lot of you know, biological warfare could be getting an army of HIV positive people and then just going and telling them to go and screw as many people as they can.
That's what Obama's doing. That's Obama's fault.
Yeah.
He's a Muslim plant.
Dude, everything's Obama's fault.
He's fucking all the girls and kids in the world trying to give them all AIDS.
Well,
did you get stuck in any traffic jams over here, Flames?
No, I just
that's Obama's fault.
Obama. Fucking Obama.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for Obama, you would have got stuck in traffic, which would have been Obama's fault. Flames, did you hear about the guy who died because of marijuana?
What? Nope.
Yeah, he did. He had 1,100 pounds of marijuana in his car behind him, and he got in a wreck, and all the marijuana came forward and crushed him against the steering wheel.
Crushed by a ton of bud. That's a sad way
to
go.
Wow. That's ironic.
I had a friend who...
Did you know he smoked?
I had a friend who went that same way by way of elk.
Nice.
Tony P. R.I.P.
Huh.
He was...
Tony P. R.I.P.?
Yep. He worked out a disco with us.
Okay.
And he was quite a partier.
Disco. Okay.
You probably knew him.
Tony P?
Yeah, Tony Picard.
Poop. Nope. Nope.
But yeah, he went hunting
Star
with
Trek?
He went hunting with his bros and some family members, and they all fell asleep, hit a tree, and the animals behind them smashed them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ate them.
No.
Oh, they were already dead, right?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yes. But moving on from that, do you know the new popular kind of books they're writing these days, Flames?
No.
Dinosaur erotica.
Nice.
And I'm not talking about dinosaurs having sex with other dinosaurs. I'm talking about there's these two chicks that like to write about how dinosaurs have sex with them. Like being ravaged by the velociraptor.
He can't even say it. He's so upset about it. 50 Shades of Tyrannosaurus.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Now, first of all, where do they get the dinosaurs?
No, they write stories. They just get them out of their head.
Yeah.
No, so but you know, once you write about something, it's going to happen.
So what do these crazy women think they're going through their head if they're thinking about having sex with dinosaurs?
They're just trying to pin down demographic.
Well, actually, one said she is into light BDSM, but the other one is into more bondage stuff in their real lives.
Huh.
And so a lot of that, I think, comes into play when they're writing these stories.
It's like mouth breather today.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex reached over with his short little arms and tied me to the bedpost.
He couldn't jack himself off, so I reached around and gave him the best HJ he'd ever had.
And right before he came, I shoved my entire fist up his anus to grab at his little whatever they call it.
That's what I call it.
That's called a hoot, Danny.
Yeah. Oh, you got it.
That's what you've been talking about all these years?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was reading something on Wikipedia, and it had Hootenanny, and it was a link, and you click it. It has its own page. I think that it started as like a country hoedown.
It was.
Okay, good.
Hootenanny.
He called it, it's whatever you want it to be.
Yep.
You can put a Hootenanny
in. That's
what
I do. I call everything and anything a Hootenanny.
Yeah, but a Hootenanny is like a hoedown.
Like a shindig?
Mm-hmm.
That hurts.
Yeah.
But more like a hoedown than a shindig, but kind of there's some shindig in there.
I'd rather have a shindig because those things hurt.
A Hootenanny is what happens when an owl has sex with a sheep.
Or when you have too many owls watching over your children.
Owl scare pigeon. Call back. Hey, is it Friday? Yeah, this is the same day that we were doing this last week. What's happening right now?
You like Pennsylvania governors?
Owl scare pigeon. I don't know any of them to know whether I like them. I doubt it because
there's only
I don't like politicians, man.
You know, he came out, he's a Republican.
Didn't you know there was an old Void song called Politicians to War?
But he compared gay marriage to incest.
Oh,
do you
is.
Think that's a fair analogy? Gay marriage, two guys getting married is the same as fucking your sister.
You said, is that a fair analogy? Is that a fair analogy?
Is it?
I don't believe so.
No.
I saw a letter that I thought was pretty appropriate, actually, this conservative couple.
Uh-huh.
Found out from their son that he was gay after he decided he should come out of the closet. He stumbles out of the closet, wiped off his chin, and said, "Mom, I'm gay." And she said, that was a bizarre thing. I'm not going to get that. But this is a true story. I'm just embellishing because I'm high on drugs.
Uh-huh.
He said, "I'm gay, Mom." And she said, "Get out of my house, you gross heathen. You're sick. Get out." So the only place he had to go was go to his grandpa's house, which is his mom's dad. Well, she wrote his daughter a letter that said, you know, "I can't believe your closed-mindedness that you could think that your son, you know," I can't remember what he compared it to, but he totally
said she has no idea that he has lemon parties every Sunday after church.
Yeah. No, that wasn't it.
Wow.
But no, he said something to her. You know, he basically said he disowned her. He lost a daughter that day, but he had gained a grandson that's going to be someone that he has to take care of now because she kicked him out not because he chose to be gay, but because he was born gay.
Yeah, so, well, born. I don't know.
You don't
know
think if, you're born with a gay gene in there?
I was born a lesbian.
Me too.
Well,
we're all lesbians. You guys,
I think it's a moot point.
Moot.
Yeah, because I don't care if you're born or if you choose to be gay. You know, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I don't care.
Right.
You know, if you're born that way, sure, great, if that's how it happens. Or if you choose to be that way, I don't give a damn.
Well, there are some people that do the flip-flop, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm gay for a while. I'm going to try going over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm bisexual. Now I'm bi-curious. Now I'm just gay again.
That's how that guy explained on that show Sean Saves the World, because the very first episode, which I watched again because Tom Lennon is on it, and I like Tom Lennon.
Yeah.
He the first line, basically, on the show, his daughter said, how come if you're gay, did you're my father, or something like that, basically.
Yeah.
Like, were you not gay once? And he's like, well, I was, and then I tried not to be, then we had you, and then I was, and then I tried not to be again, and I was, then I was.
I tried not to be.
Then I was. And then he said something about answering an ad on Craigslist about a fuzzy bear that was, wasn't, then he was, wasn't, fuzzy bear was, a, you know, that whole joke.
Now, fuzzy was, he wasn't very fuzzy, was he?
Tom Lennon, though, fucking hilarious.
That's John's cousin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that that's true.
Hootenanny is a Scottish word meaning celebration and or party. Most closely is associated with Hogmanay, a New Year Scottish celebration, which is the biggest celebration on the Scottish calendar.
Calendar?
Yep. And with the Scots being one of the biggest settlers in the Appalachian region of North America... it's not surprising that Hootenanny became an Appalachian colloquialism.
That's a nice pronunciation right there.
It became used in early 20th century America as a placeholder name to refer to things whose names were forgotten or unknown.
Oh, shit.
In this usage, it is synonymous with thingamajig or whatchamacallit.
Or whirligig.
As in, hand me that Hootenanny.
So I can put the whirligig into the thingamajigger.
Uh-huh.
In the fidget digimitator.
What you might call it.
So Hootenanny actually means Smurf.
Smurf.
Smurf?
Mm-hmm, because Smurf means the same thing, right?
Hootenanny?
When Smurfs use it. Because, you know, you'd always go, hand me the Smurf.
Who does?
The Smurfs.
Who says? Everything Smurf. That's Smurfy.
Yep. Did you watch that movie? Smurfs
take over Manhattan.
No, the new movie. Did Jaden and
no
jump onto that?
No, wasn't it only at the movies so far? We don't go.
I don't know.
Oh no, no.
I don't know if it was or not.
We don't really go to the movies very
Smurfs
often.
Has been out on DVD for a while, hadn't it?
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah, the first one.
No, but there's a new one that just came out, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a new one that just came out.
Oh, no, part two.
Yeah.
Well, part fuck.
72. But it should be out anytime. I would imagine. I'm surprised it's not out already, if it probably is. That reminds me, what do you get when you cross a Smurf and a prostitute?
A slut with blue hair?
Oh, a blue fucker about that tall.
A blue-haired granny whore?
She's my blue-haired granny porn, the graphic lover.
I got some random questions for you.
Me
you ready?
Or him.
Yeah, you ready for some? Well, I'll let Flames answer as well.
I'm kind of sick, man.
All right, how is your jar collection going?
My jar collection?
Yeah,
fucking awesome. I've got like 7.
Right on, right on. I know you get jars sometimes over locally, right?
I do. What are you talking about right now?
Strawberry jam jars or something?
No, I got weed jars, bro.
Oh, I know, but where you...
They're old canning jars.
You collect those, though.
I collect them with weed in them. I smoke the weed out of them, and then I have jars.
Yeah, so you got a collection.
I got
a collection
of jars. As a matter of fact, I just put a spider in there last couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden named him Snake.
Oh, wow.
So now we have a spider named Snake.
Yep.
I fed him 3 flies so far. He gobbled those fuckers up, but he won't eat those maple bugs. I don't know. He don't even like them.
Dude, I heard a bug. I was playing around with the worms in the backyard the other day, and this bug like flew onto one of the buckets I have out there, and it made a loud like thud. Dude, it was
like a thud
when it hit that fucking bucket. I was like, damn.
It's like somebody shot it with a BB gun, huh?
It was, dude. That thing was hard. It had a hard shell. I had never really quite seen a bug. Maybe it was one of those maple bugs you're talking about.
Huh. Well, they're kind of long, like a...
Yeah.
Not long, but...
Are you still stoning that spider? Getting it stoned?
I just did twice only.
Huh.
But that's a lot. Huh. I filled that jar up to where you couldn't even see him.
Did you wipe off the mouthpiece of the pipe when after you let him take a hit?
No, I just... I give him a power hit.
Oh. Right on.
I just filled up his whole environment with smoke. Like a big fog bank rolled in. He was just like cruising around. All of a sudden, it was like, am I at a Slayer concert? Or did it just get really cold? Warm air changing to fog. Oh, wait, that's weed smoke.
Wouldn't that be cool, though, for you if you just went into your bedroom closet and then somebody just blew in, like,
it'd be fucking awesome.
Smoke
all of a sudden, my window just comes open and the whole house is just full of pot smoke that you can't even see through. Like, the whole house just filled.
Somebody just hit
you're
the
like,
fog machine.
What the
your fire alarms might go off.
Oh, though. Man, if we had any.
Yeah. See? Oh, all I did was ask about your jar collection. How's your jar collection doing, Flames?
I don't have a jar collection.
Don't lie.
All right.
I have a Scooby collection, but not a jar collection.
Ruh-roh.
How's that going for you?
Slow start. I am having to start all over again.
Oh, man,
I have probably 12 years of
Do you still
Scooby
have your Scooby
stuff.
Sweats?
I don't.
No. What about those pink sweats?
Yeah, I still have those. No, I don't.
Pink sweats?
What's they were more of a mauve.
What are you guys talking about, man?
All right, here's another random question. Have you ever eaten a raw potato?
Yes.
Yeah, my mom used to eat them with salt.
Salt.
No. You just peel them, salt them, chow them.
Salt them. Put, if when you wedge up your potatoes before you fry them,
yeah.
Put them in salt water for about 10 minutes and then pat them dry.
Or, I don't know if you guys ever tried this, you could cut them into wedges and then put salt on them and chew them for about 5 seconds and then spit them in the pan.
Do you watch the grease come up and splatter yet?
No, just when they're cooked, they have a different texture.
They just be like, yeah, mashed potato french fry.
Well, it's like
a mixed mashed potato fry.
It's mixed mashed potato, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a mashed fries.
On that Cutthroat Kitchen show, they had one lady had to make French fries out of instant potato mix.
What are those things you were talking about from Burger King that don't have a real name?
Satisfries.
Satisfries.
Dude, let me
ass.
Tell you. All right, what do you got on Satisfries?
I just couldn't remember it because it's so stupid.
Let me tell you about this adventure.
You heard of these Satisfries?
Oh, he's heard of the Satisfries.
I've heard of the Satisfries.
Have you had the Satisfries?
Oh, no. And I probably won't eat there for a while.
Why?
I think Mr.
Are you dissatisfied?
I think Mr. Gatch was probably going to tell an epic tale.
Okay, epic
tale. Well, yeah, Flames can chime in and if he wants to add. But the other day, you know, Flames had a hunkering for a milkshake.
That sounds gross.
Wasn't it a hunkering for a milkshake he had?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, and so he asked if I wanted to go to...
Hunker's a totally different
To first McDonald's, I think it was, and then we decided to go to Burger King. So there we are in the drive-thru at Burger King, right? And Flames puts in his order for all the food he wants, and he goes, and I'll take a milkshake, blah, blah, blah. And what'd they say to you, Flames?
Our milkshake machine is down now. I'm sorry, can we do something else? And I said,
And I
pondered it.
I looked
over
at Flames and I said, fuck this, man. Let's just go somewhere else if it's a milkshake you want.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then there's three trucks in front of us that we had to sit in the drive-thru while we didn't wait
because
for any food.
There was cars behind us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then where did we go after that, Flames? We decided we were going to go to Arby's. But then on our way to Arby's. We decided to go to Wendy's. But before we pulled out of Burger King, we decided Arby's. But instead of that, we ended up moving down the wrong road or something. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we ended up eating McDonald's.
Which took us back to that 20-piece McNuggets.
You guys don't have to make up such a story just to justify yourself for eating at McDonald's.
Oh, no. All I wanted was a milkshake, and I'm not real big on their milkshakes. Carl's Jr. has the best, but they're expensive, and they're not very big.
For a small, dude.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to find a good milkshake, like, unless it's a $5 milkshake.
We even drove by Carl's Jr. They got the hand scooped.
Their larges are only, like, what, 16 ounces?
Yeah,
there's $16.
And they're $3.49.
If you ever go through Brownsville, there's a coffee shop stand thing there at the Dairy Mart parking lot.
Uh-huh.
They make some, excuse my young person language, they make some dank ass milkshakes down in that place.
Really?
Yeah.
How much are they?
Like 350 something.
Are they
like
big ones?
350.
Yeah, nice.
They're in a clear.
Like a 32-ounce.
Maybe
cup.
32, yeah, or you could probably get a 32, might be a little bit more, but just if you're ever in the area, you don't want to drive all the way out there just for a fucking milkshake.
How do you know?
I don't.
I used to drive clear to Newport just to get biscuits and gravy in the morning.
Every morning?
Newport?
No, I'd do it a couple times a month.
Well, yeah, but he lived in Florence.
No. I live in Albany, and I'd just haul ass over there in the OZ car and haul ass back.
I'll tell you who has biscuits and gravy that you don't know who has biscuits and gravy. Subway.
Ooh, really?
You know what they'll ask if you want on there, too?
Ketchup.
Cheese.
What?
No.
For an extra dollar, you can get cheese on your biscuits and gravy.
No.
It's four biscuits with...
What are they, dog biscuits?
It's four, well, half biscuits, you know, two biscuits, four piles.
Two biscuits split.
And then covered in gravy and pepper. And then for an extra dollar, you can have shredded cheese all over it.
No.
Which is actually pretty good.
No, I would.
It's only like $2.
What? I wouldn't. I wouldn't do the cheese.
I don't eat at Subway though. And fuck
why
Subway.
Not?
Me, not on my biscuits and gravy.
You don't man, do cheese that's, on your biscuits and gravy.
No, man, that's a sacred meal.
You
me.
Don't like cheese biscuits.
I eat biscuits and gravy probably 20 days out of the month.
You don't like cheese biscuits?
No, biscuits and gravy. And you know what? The best biscuits and gravy.
I'm talking about cheese in your biscuits, biscuit.
Is Roger's restaurant has probably the best homemade biscuits and gravy. Mm.
Are you
ever
effing me?
Nope, they got the bomb. They're kind of expensive, but they are the bomb.
You have bomb.
The bomb.
Mm. You know who has...
AIDS?
You know who has better biscuits and gravy than Roger?
I don't.
Hammerstein.
Who?
Gene.
Hammer Gene.
Yeah, you got Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel.
They're both dead.
Roger and Hammerstein.
They're both dead.
Did he? Did Ebert die? I thought he just had the old no jaw.
Nope, he died.
Didn't he look weird when he had no jaw?
Dude, he finally got so fat that he just exploded. He just went, well, there goes Roger Ebert. Two thumbs down for that explosion.
Have you ever smelt a pile of burning dead bodies?
I have not.
No.
Just in a candle one time I had. They got these candles down there at the table candle store. It's a burning dead bodies scent.
That would be awesome.
Oh, God.
Dog shit hair. Dog shit hair.
I don't even want to know how they make candles that smell like that.
Oh, you should smell the fresh Mexican dinner vomit one. It's good.
Why
would you want a candle like that?
I ate a vomit jelly bean once.
It keeps people out of your house. I like to be alone by myself.
It tasted exactly like vomit, too.
It did. You're not supposed to eat them. I think they just melt the vomit down and then put a little wax or jello in there, maybe.
Yep.
Man. Excuse me while I open the curtains.
I was watching Shark Tank the other day, and these people had a spray for children, like, you know, when you're scared of the dark. It was like a monster spray. You could spray it under their bed to get rid of the monsters.
Yeah.
So it was a fake spray?
No, apparently.
Well,
apparently. It's made by parents.
Yeah. Would that have worked on you when you were a kid? Did you have monsters under your bed or in the closet?
No, there was an alligator under my porch.
Really?
In a dream that I had was a recurring nightmare of the child.
Oh, wow.
There's like this weird alligator that lived under my porch.
Dude, that's an excellent topic for a book. An alligator under your porch that won't let you leave your house.
He would hiss at me while I was trying to sleep in my dream. Might have been secondary dreaming where you wake up and you think you're awake, but you're actually still dreaming.
Uh-huh. Do you still ever think about that when you walk out on your porch?
No. Just when I talk
now
about
it. You will.
I know. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'm dead now.
Yep.
God dang it.
Does Jaden have any monsters under his bed or that? I'm just wondering if this spray would actually work.
No.
I never had any monsters under. Well, I take that back. I had Monster Jacob and Monster Adam.
I never had monsters under my bed, but for some reason I would.
We had a triple bump.
I would leap onto my bed just in case.
Did you ever have a monster in your parasol?
No, but supposedly Queens of the Stone Age did.
Yeah.
That's just big hair.
He did.
Right?
Oh, really?
Isn't it? Well, it was written about it, one of the members' sisters.
Covered in hair.
It was about one of the members' sisters. About yeah, how her
Paul's
she had,
sister is an alien.
She had, yeah, she had a big hair.
I've and seen so, some things I thought I'd never see covered in hair.
Yep. She her hair was grow. So big it was all over in her parasol.
She won't grow. She won't grow. She won't grow. Mm-hmm. And then
weird
Paul's
song.
Dad is an alien.
The dad is a what?
An alien. No, Paul's dad is warped and bubbling.
Mm.
And Paul's sister is an alien.
You know, they were at the guy's house taking acid, and they saw her hair
like
getting
it.
Really big, and then...
Well, you got a monster in your umbrella there, and they're like, that sounds weird. What if you said parasol?
So right away, that makes me think that that's a Nick-written song. Is that a Nick-written song?
I think it's written by, it didn't say, Hami and Nick. Hmm. So it didn't say who wrote the lyrics and who wrote
Is
the riff.
Is it Olivieri or Olivier?
Oliveri.
Oliveri.
That's what
okay.
I think. I think I've heard it pronounced
battery.
Nick
yeah,
Oliveri.
Makes, yeah, yeah.
Oliveri, fine. He might be an Italian. Who knows? He likes to get naked on stage and piss on shit. Or not shit, but wouldn't that be weird if you just had a thing about pissing on shit?
Wow.
Well, that is a thing. I've heard, you know.
I
like,
piss on shit every time I shit.
Yeah.
Because I shit in the toilet, then I piss on it.
Yeah, that was in the South Park.
This
that was in
like...
that South Park episode with the log cutters.
Yeah, you got to stand up and cut it.
Yeah, don't discriminate against all us who poop in the toilet and then stand up and then cut our poop in half with
our
pee.
Urine stream.
How old was that? I must have.
That's
that
recent.
One.
That's a brand new one.
No, that was the. If it wasn't one of the first two episodes, it was last season's first episode because that's the only other one I've seen.
So it was last season because
it
I
was
watched,
last season's first episode.
I watched both of them from this year so far.
Yeah,
and,
Flames and I watched those three, so that's the only three that I've seen recently. So if it wasn't one of those two, it had to be the other one.
Yeah.
If it wasn't one of those, it had to be another one.
You ever go into the movies without paying?
Me and my daughter used to do the triple play for one pay.
All right, and now I'm going to ask you a question about that. So, did all right? Let me figure out how I'm going to word this. Did you you guys snuck in the theater or you sneaked in the theater?
We didn't do either. We walked in. We paid for a ticket for whatever.
All right. What would you say if you had, though? Would you have snuck into the theater, or did you sneaked into the theater? That doesn't sound right, but you snuck versus sneaked.
Let me finish. Let me finish coughing. Well, we did.
Coffin Quinn.
That's right. So we went into the movie that we paid for, but we had looked at the times of the movies to make sure that right when we were getting out of this movie that there was going to be another movie starting. So then we came out of the movie we paid for, and then we snuck in. See, there we are. And we snuck in to another movie, and then we watched that. And then we came out, and then we sneaked in to The Passion of the Christ, which was halfway through, and we just got to see him beat the shit out of Jesus for an hour. It was awesome. Mel Gibson's a dick. So if you're going into a movie that's not started yet, it's snuck. But if you're going in halfway through, it's sneaked.
All right, all right.
Right.
Both are correct. Snuck is newer, though. The old guard, you sneaked, and is still like the word to use if you want to be all correct. But snuck is also acceptable, and they say maybe in about 40 years, snuck will overcome sneaked in
sneak
proper use.
Sneaked sounds improper. Now I'm wondering
yes.
if you say you peek or you peeked in the window. Why wouldn't you puck? No, really.
What if you freaked? Why didn't you fruck?
I fruck out. It should be fruck out. Dude, I freaked out.
Dude, wow. Fruck out.
I peeked and I freaked. My dad's going to freak. My dad's going to peek. Well, is he going to freak or is he going to peek? He's going to freak and then he's going to peek.
And then he's going to fruck out.
He's going to fucking kill us. My dad's
oh,
going to kill us.
That's all right, dude. Mm-hmm.
I can my fix dad. It.
It's got an ultimate set of
Well, why?
Tools.
What if you either shuck or you sheet?
Sheet.
Shuck.
Oh, sheet.
Ah, sheet. I don't know what you could do.
Shuck.
What about you're shucking and jiving?
Shuck. Shimmy.
Did you hear that? That was a good one. Shiman. That was Flames' Shiman. God, my nose is just getting more and more plugged up.
Did you go back to the market the other day, Flames, and play 100 Kino tickets in a row?
I didn't.
No.
I was going to, but I decided, no. I better save my IOUs for later.
You're lucky because you'd be $100 less.
Yeah.
On the CD it's always something cool because you know
never
he's
Slayer,
a player.
Though. Hans, why don't you listen to Slayer more? It'd be better if you listen to Slayer sometimes.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, he was listening to Ass Suck. You ever heard of Ass Suck?
I haven't.
That's one word.
All I know is before you listen to those guys, you should have an enema. Right? Before you suck ass. Before you suck, before you do any ass sucking, you that guy, that person, enema.
Yeah, I guess so.
right?
That made me almost puke. Just kidding. Okay, today, way different than any Ultra Lounge Volume 18 or Ass Suck. A little more mainstream. I can't give any hints. I don't know what to say, so I'm just going to say he's listening to Alice Cooper. Can you guess what album? It's not Greatest Hits.
Brilliant.
It might be another three-word phrase for penis.
Billion Dollar Babies is not it, then.
No.
Oh, wait. Is it the one with Feed My Frankenstein?
I don't know what it has on it, but...
And Poison, that old 90s hit. Remember that one?
I do. That's not
Venomous Poison.
It's Muscle of Love.
Muscle of Love.
That's exactly how it
is. What year was that?
Or is that like Bruce Springsteen's? We're in the muscle of love.
Oh,
remember when
Straits?
Bruce Springsteen
in the muscle of love. I want to suck on your muscle of love.
Remember when Bruce Springsteen released two albums at once like GNR did?
Fuck yeah, dude. What a waste of space.
Well, it was Brilliant Disguise and the other one, Tunnel of Love.
How do you know that?
Because I remember certain points when big music comes out.
It's not big.
Yeah, never.
It was at the time. And then after that was like the last big thing that he released. I also remember hype around Michael Jackson's Dangerous. Doesn't mean I bought it.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Wasn't that the one with he's bad?
Black dude, and white.
Dude, Muscle of Love was released in 1973.
Wow. It was his
17th. Sorry. Excuse me. It was his seventh studio album.
Wow. In 73.
Yep.
Wow.
He was pumping that shit out, right?
Damn.
It had songs like, excuse me, Teenage Lament 74, which is about the only one that made it to a Greatest Hits compilation.
How's that one go? I know it's a funky title.
I can't remember. Sorry, Hans. Big Apple Dreamin', Hippo.
Hippo.
That's in parentheses. After
Feed My
Big
Hippo.
Never Been Sold Before. Hard-Hearted Alice. Crazy Little Child, Working Up a Sweat. Muscle of Love. Man with the Golden Gun.
He's the man with the golden gun.
See,
is that how it goes?
Yeah, Dustin knows all these songs. No, that's not. That was
sounds
it.
Like a James Bond kind of song, though,
yeah,
doesn't
it?
Was it one of the motion picture soundtrack? Maybe just like a hey, this song was also the theme because James Bond always has a theme song, you know. For every movie, right? They had U2 that one time.
Yeah, pretty much. But didn't they have a universal James Bond theme song?
Oh, yeah. 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 But I just mean when Tina Turner had We Don't Need Another Hero when Beyond Thunderdome came out. We don't need another hero. And her legs still look hot at like 80.
Dude, you should see her vagina. It looks like it's 50.
I'll tell you who has a 19-year-old vagina is Joan Rivers, man. You don't think she just gets plastic surgery on her face? Come on. That's,
she had
that's
complete vaginal reconstruction.
Yeah, you know she has.
Labiotomy.
She gets an extra.
Labiotomy.
Every plastic surgery that she gets an extra stitch. That's the bonus that she gets.
Yeah. And she gets all those wrinkles shaved off with a cheese grater. Mm-hmm. And they just put Band-Aids on it, and it heals up like smooth virgin flesh.
Wow.
Actually, every 10 years she gets a new hymen put in.
You know who else has a 19... you know who has a 19-year-looking old... Or how do you say it? 19... I'm fucking wasted.
19-year-old-looking pussy?
Vagina, pussy, twat, cunt, whatever you want to say. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yeah?
And it looks like 19th century. Sorry.
You think she's murking it?
Yeah, she was wearing a merkin on Saturday Night Live last week, actually, because she just was. I don't know why. I'm sorry.
I was listening to the Power Station.
Is that a radio station or is that a band?
The band I was listening to.
Oh, with the dudes from Duran Duran and the guy from
Robert Palmer.
Yeah.
Some like it hot, some is that a drum machine or real drums?
That's a electric machine. Drums. It's electronic. So they're real electric drums. It's not programmed. It's like the dude from Duran Duran banging on them.
You know the other band that was involved with those guys? Chick.
Chic?
Chick. C-H-I-C.
If it just doesn't
the drummer,
have a,
Tony Thompson.
Okay, if it doesn't have a K, it's a Chic. La Freak says Chic.
And
Freak
Bernard
out!
Bernard Edwards.
So Chic, also, you know who Chic is?
No.
They play La Freak.
La Freak.
Freak out.
La Freak.
Freak out.
Is La Freak
says Chic. No. No.
Is that the song, though, that I'm talking about?
Freak out.
I don't know.
Oh, freak out.
Yeah. La Freak says Chic. Says Chic. Mm-hmm. They're talking about themselves.
Huh. It's been a long time since I've heard that song. So.
You don't go disco clubbing anymore?
No.
We can't be friends or podcast partners. And I thought we were still on the disco clubbing.
Wow.
Seals like to go clubbing.
They also did a good cover of Get It On, Bang
a
Gong.
Yeah, that's a smoke a bong.
They like to go to the clubs.
And they come back 11 years after 1985 to bring out Chic and Rocket.
Oh, with Def Leppard?
I don't know.
Yeah, that song goes Rocket, 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 Rocket.
You want to know some interesting things about that album?
I don't, but I
want to. Or that band?
What band?
Chic.
In the Family Guy, you watch the Family Guy Star Wars spoofs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, It's a Trap is the Family Guy one. Lando Calrissian orders Wedge to take out the power station of the second Death Star. At this point, the band appears some like it hot before being destroyed in an explosion.
Whoa.
And in Grand Theft Auto 5, a nuclear power plant is known as the Palmer Taylor Power Station.
Ooh. Dude, did you hear how many ridiculous amounts of units those guys sold in like 2 days?
Dude.
Like 4 billion games or something in like 3
days.
Well,
they made $1 billion, dollars, I think, in the first weekend.
Yeah.
Freak out.
You freak out.
GTA 5, bro.
There was a time I would have bought it, but I did that with Vice City.
It's cool just to get on stuff and fly it. I liked flying the airplanes and helicopters.
I like flying cars.
Flying cars.
I like.
You know, this is recently we were just talking about this. In the U.S., Get It On, Bang a Gong went to number 9 in the U.S. while competing against Duran Duran single, A View to a Kill. A theme for a James Bond movie.
Bringing it all back around. Bam, ba, doom, bop, bam.
Their unexpected success led to two incompatible results.
What were they?
Who did the original version
the
of
the band decided to headline a summer tour in America with Paul Young.
Ah, I remember Paul Young. He was fucking nice looking gentleman. Dave Edmonds.
And then, And then Robert Palmer decided to record a solo album to take advantage of his sudden name recognition.
Hey, the answer to Flames' question is Dave Edmunds.
Was it Dave Edmunds?
Bang a gong, get it on, spill a bong, whatever.
I thought it was T-Rex.
I thought it was T-Rex also.
It is, I lied. I was just making sure you guys were paying attention.
Oh, man.
It was Paul Young.
T-Rex, actually. Which brings us back to the dinosaur erotica.
Oh, shit. Well, that means it's full circle time.
Yep.
It's time to eat more pizza, blow my nose again, and then I'm going to iTunes, and I'm going to rate my own show with 1 star. I'm going to leave a review that says, this show is retarded because the guy that's on there has like a cold, and he must be on pain medication. But it's not pain medication. It's fucking Dave Quill.
Dave Quill. Is Dave that like Quill. It? Okay, now I'm starting to put this together. Is this a generic brand?
No, it's Dayquil, but...
No, it's just you got Dave. A friend named Dave. He put it in a Dayquil bottle.
Oh, he put some shit in there that he just...
Yeah, and so...
Sometimes he uses like a little bit of mouthwash and then just a little bit of corn syrup and then crushes up a couple of acetaminophens in there and then boils it and then he puts it in the microwave and heats it up until it gets a crystalline topping over the top.
You know,
and then I'm not done.
Okay.
He smashes it back down and then he boils it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pours it in a Dave Quill bottle. He sent it to me from Reno, actually. His name's Dave Forsythe. Death Metal Dave. He had a birthday on Monday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Guess his age, Flames.
You remember Dave Forsythe, don't you?
40. Dave.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Whoa!
We have a telepathic winner on the show tonight. Tonight, you have won, for your enjoyment, 1 slice of cold pizza.
Something like it hot.
Hey. But we've got the coldest pizza. See, you know, that's
what
happened.
It's been sitting there since Wednesday.
Oh, man. Like, that pizza was kind of like a hipster. Right?
Yeah. You wore glasses and lived in Portland?
I ate it way before it was cool.
No!
Wait, I'm a hipster because I ate my pizza.
Dude, you should take that one to the stage.
Nah, I got that from some people that walked up to me at the country fair and they said, you want to hear 2 hipster jokes? I was like, okay, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Try to guess it. You've probably never heard of it. So. And then the other one was, yeah, you hear about the hipster that ate the pizza? Yeah, he ate it way before it was cool. He burned his mouth. Ba-doom-doom-ba-doom-boom. Hey, make sure and check out Pizza Now. They're over there in the Albany, Oregon area. Do they only have 1 location? Gatcharoonie?
They do only have 1 location. You can check out a map on the back. It has the corner of...
Well, yeah, it's 1705 Southeast Hill Street. I know the address. I was just wondering if they had more than 1 location, but they don't yet. But they will soon, I bet, because they're expanding, probably. They're doing a lot of business. You know why?
We went in there last Friday, Flames and I, or Saturday, and that place was big.
Packed to the gill.
Yeah, I barely got it. Oh, I could barely even give it a little. Hey, what's going on, Chris?
He's like, don't bug me, man. I'm making boxes and shit.
Yep.
So the reason that they're getting so busy is because their dough is made fresh daily. They use 100% mozzarella shredded cheese, and it's shredded daily. Homemade sauce, all natural ingredients, no MSG. Apparently Chris doesn't like the Michael Schenker group. What the fuck's the matter with you, Chris? You can't listen to MSG when you go in the store. Michael Schenker is awesome if you ask Hans.
He goes well with sweet and spicy.
Sweet and spicy chicken.
Sweet and spicy chicken. Why are Chinese sauces so fucking sweet, man? Like the pineapple and the orange, it's like you fucking...
It tastes good.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like manufactured bullshit.
Man, that was harsh, dude.
I know. So why go and eat that Chinese crap? Go to Pizza Now.
Hey, you know what? If you're a vegetarian, there's 1 pizza you can get that you could have to ask with no bacon. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. It's a farm battle, which I've been in one of those. Mm-hmm. Fresh baby spinach, red onion, sliced tomatoes, and our own
olive oil roasted garlic sauce. See, I left out the crispy bacon. If you want to live on the edge, you vegetarian piece of shit, so you can... Hey, anybody here in the room vegan? Raise your hand.
I know.
No?
I know.
You're too fucking weak. That's
there's
why.
A business okay. out there that doesn't care whether you're vegetarian or not. They'll still cater to you. It's the Brownsville Car Wash.
Oh, man. You can bring your covered in meat. You can bring your vehicle in with deer meat in the back. You know, I don't appreciate it.
Could I come over and scrub my vegetables? Because it's a good idea to scrub your vegetables before you cook them.
Yeah, but there's one thing I don't appreciate. It's when someone comes out and, like, washes their deer head out and, like, leaves, like, brain and cartilage in my fucking
I imagine that's probably happened, huh?
It has. It happens about once at least every hunting season. I'm waiting for it to happen, but it
hasn't. And then you just probably have bees, like, hovering around.
No,
there.
It just smells like dead body over there for a couple of days. It tends to thwart away customers. They pull up and they're like, whoa, man, God, what guy over here?
Yeah. Who sprayed out a carcass over here?
Yeah. Well, that must have been Uncle Billy. He went hunting last night. Heard he got a big old buck. I'm like, get out of here, you hillbillies. Hunters, damn it. Can't you go to the store and buy a fucking steak? Jesus Christ. What, is there too many animals out there? Can't you just hunt with a...
It's for the sport.
Yeah, well, then why don't they just shoot at it with a red laser, and if the laser hits the deer, then you win. You got the deer.
Yeah, but you don't get to
eat it. Oh, you're talking about like a carnival meat shop, right?
It's a trophy, man.
Like I go there, and they have those that balloon game... Where you shoot the clown in the mouth with the balloon, and if you shoot him and your balloon pops first, you win a 12-ounce T-bone.
That's right.
Choice of steaks.
Or maybe the state or the government, the state government for that matter, could have a program for hunters to help save the animals where you could just take animals, just always give them beef. If you shot a deer that was 500 pounds, you get 500 pounds of beef.
The beef's not as good as venison. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh. I like me some backstrap. That's the best favorite part. I don't know why.
Flames has some
soft.
Elk jerky.
I will have shortly.
Is it Flames broiled?
Yep.
How long? This is a question I want to know, and I know one of our listeners out there has worked at Burger King. I want to know how long it takes for the patty to go through the broiler. How long does that take to cook the patty?
I bet it's less than a minute.
Why can't they? Why don't they make a tray that goes through that little broiler to bake some fries
into the burger?
No. Well, they have the fry burger there now.
Yeah, my wife was pissed about that. She said, "I've been putting fries on my burgers in '95."
'95? Huh?
Yeah,
that's a good memory to know. How was when you've been putting fries on your burger?
Fuck, man, I've been doing that shit since '95.
Yeah,
it's easy to say too. So try it.
'95.
Oh, you only said part of it.
It's a good part.
Well, Flames, you didn't say too much, but I heard a couple meows out of you.
Meow.
Meow. Thanks for listening, you guys, on a Friday. Sorry I'm such a sick fucker. Maybe you don't know who I am.
I think everybody should go out and get a horse divorce.
Horse divorce? I want a separation, goddammit.
Yeah, because you got to get a horse divorce before you can start fucking dinosaurs.
A horse wants divorced, of course, because if a husband horse doesn't divorce, then of course he's going to be unhappy like any person who's married. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Did I say that out loud? I'm happy. You don't listen to this show anyway, you stupid wife. If you did, you would have turned it off way before now. If you are still listening, I'll pack up my things when I get home. Because obviously I'm in big trouble. I got her to listen to Celebrity Auditions, and she thought that whoever did Primus was pretty good. Then I told her.
Yeah.
Always back.
I encourage everyone to go to our website and click on the link to sign up for Obamacare.
More Claypool. Obamacare? Obama?
Chris Brown came out and says he lost his virginity at 8 years old.
To his nanny.
Yeah, it probably would be at eight. I mean, who
else
do you know?
She was 68.
What would happen?
Wait, she was 61. Him plus her, 69.
Roseanne steals, or Roseanne accuses Chuck Lorre of stealing her joke. That guy's from Two and a Half Men.
Chuck Norris has impregnated Rosanna Barr.
Oh, yeah.
Rosanna Barr. Mm-hmm. Arnold. What's her name in here? Is it Barr now?
Barr.
Barr. All right, I'm going to the bar. It's Friday. See you guys Monday. Thanks for listening. Stick around for plugs.
Yeah. And rock on.
Metal.
Yeah.
Why don't you make like a turkey and get eaten? Yeah, why don't you go stuff yourself, you turkey? Why don't you go pluck yourself? I think your gizzard's full. Hey, Taggots, listen closely because I'm talking fast and I'm getting out of here. Fucking sick of this shit. October 10th through 13th, it's Following the Darkness Festival with Orange Goblin on the 11th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. It's 4 days from Thursday through Saturday and Sunday, too. Also, October 11th, Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater with our friends in the Nether Regions opening up. They're from the pubic area. October 13th, Creator and Overkill at the Hawthorne Theater. The next night, Dave Chappelle at McDonald Theater in Eugene. He's going to have a breakdown on stage. That's October 14th. I don't guarantee it, though. Okay, October 15th, Guar and White Chapel. Who knows? Maybe they'll do a Billy Ocean cover. That's up in Portland on the 15th of October. On my daughter's birthday, October 17th, it's Deicide and Broken Hope. I think I'll take her to that since she's going to be having a baby in like 2 days after that. Deicide's good for inducing labor. Hawthorne Theater, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Let me take a break now. October 19th, Sick Man Bikini and Slow Motion Pornography at the Dix Creek Saloon for the second annual Willamette Valley Local Music Scene's second anniversary fucking party thing. I don't even know what it's called, but it's free. Starts at 9 o'clock at the Dixie Creek Saloon in Tangent. October 26th at Sambon's Garage. That's a Saturday night. It's kind of in the afternoon, late afternoon. 5 o'clock early show at Sambon's Garage. 4th and Blair and Eugene. Bleeping funny, where us comics bleep ourselves so you don't fucking have to. I won't be saying that word there. November 5th, Rob Zombie and Korn at the Yakima, Washington Yakima thing. It's a place in Yakima that has concerts. I don't know what it's called, so you'll have to look it up. November 11th, Lamb of God, Testament, and Killswitch Engage at Kent, Washington thingamajigger place where they have concerts. Don't know where that is either. Because I'm delirious. Okay, here's what I wanted to get to. Let me pull back the curtain. November 26th, Morbid Angel and our friends in World of Lies will be opening the show. That's like a Thursday night, but that's okay. It's Morbid Angel. You want to go. They're going to be playing their complete 94 release Covenant in its entirety. Maybe it was 93 because it's a 20-year anniversary thing. So they're going to play that album all the way through. They're going to take a break and come back and play some more. Seasons of Suffering will be opening too. They're from Bend. So local bands getting to open for Morbid Angel. That's kind of cool. Pearl Jam's playing the Rose Garden. Tickets are probably $5 million, and you'll be like 8 miles from the stage. So you should go see that November 29th. And then January 17th in 2014, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles coming back to Portland. I believe it's at the Hawthorne Theater. You got lots of time to check it out because that's a ways off. World of Lies is also opening that show. Snagging all the good opening slots. How are you doing that, Tony? I don't know. Okay, I'm going to go home and blow my head off.
I would like to strongly encourage you to purchase your tickets by the May 6th deadline.
Oh, for what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And if you don't, you're not going to get tickets.
Yep.
Because you got to beat that deadline. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for listening to the shoe. Please put it back on because it stinks in here. See how delirious I am? Dave Quill. We'll talk to you guys on the next day that you listen to us. Okay, thanks, bye. Love you. Frank, quit playing a solo now. See, I talked fast on that one. I'm already done. Fade it out.